The craze for coin collecting, as we know it today, is said to have been launched by the search for the elusive 1913 Liberty Head nickel. Only 5 of the coins were ever produced, and as such, they have been amongst the most sought after and most expensive treasures for coin enthusiasts. 2 of the Liberty nickels are held in private collections, 2 more in museums, but a 5th had disappeared in the 1960s and remained out of sight until early today, when the mystery of the missing coin was solved at the American Numismatic Association's convention in Baltimore. Don Perlman is an avid coin collector, and he's attending the convention, also called the World's Fair of Money. He joins us now. Hello, Mr. Perlman.
Hi there.
Where had this coin been for all these years?
Literally in a small, strong box on a closet floor for about 40 years, because the owners of the coin had been erroneously told in 1962 that it was a fake.
So why did this family come forward just now?
Their relative, who died in a car crash in 1962 while in possession of the coin, was a well-known figure in coin collecting at that time. The coin was recovered from the car crash, and subsequently the family members took it to a coin dealer who said, no, this is not the real 1913 nickel. In May of this year, Bowers and Murat Galleries of Mandeville, Louisiana, offered a $1 million reward for the missing coin. So the family members thought, well, if the other coin shows up, we know this one's a fake. But another coin didn't surface, another genuine coin. So they brought their nickel to the show on Tuesday, and authenticators began looking at it, and at 12:15 this morning, they said, this is the real thing. We have a once-in-a-lifetime reunion here of the other 4 known specimens. The Smithsonian Institution has loaned their coin to be on display at the World's Fair of Money. American Numismatic Association has a coin that's on display here. Sports agent Dwight Manley of California brought his coin, which he sold last night to another collector for $3 million. And then a 4th specimen owned by a New Jersey company, Legend Numismatics, was here.
It seems like this would be the Hope Diamond and the Holy Grail all rolled into one.
This is exciting. We've known that they've existed, but that one elusive coin had been out of public sight for 41 years. And at 12:15 this morning, the mystery was solved.
You've said that money is like holding history in your hand. What is the history of this coin? Why were only 5 produced?
We're not sure exactly why. From the early 1880s until 1912, the United States produced 5-cent pieces that had Miss Liberty on the front and a big V, a Roman numeral 5, on the back of the coin. In 1913, the Mint began making a very popular coin design that showed a Native American Indian on the front and a buffalo or a bison on the back. Someone somewhere at the Mint took the old design of Miss Liberty and put the new date 1913 on it.
Mr. Perlman, I can hear the excitement in your voice.
You know, it's funny to get so excited about a nickel. A nickel doesn't buy much anymore, but here are 5 nickels that have a combined value of about $12 million, and that'll buy a lot of cups of coffee.
I'll say. Don Perlman, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
Don Perlman is a former board member with the American Numismatic Association, and he spoke to us from the World's Fair of Money in Baltimore.